Now, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is still spending the morning in Colombia with three different roasts of Café Muisca, brought to you by those lovely people, Lina and her partner. And Lina is, of course, from Colombia. She has got 90 years of heritage in the coffee business and the coffee world. She remembers playing on a farm, on a coffee farm as she was a kid. So she's got what it takes to know about coffee. And really, it is quite fascinating because I laid these three beans, these three roasts rather, out on a kitchen towel, and I examined the roasts, and I saw really that they have a different finish to them. It's a different color. Now, you've got the after-dinner roast, lovely in a black, nice sticker on it, Café Muisca after-dinner roast. Of course, what's so interesting is that the beans are exactly the same, but the roasts are different. So the after-dinner roast is the lightest, and it is also the most fruitiest. Now, again, I remember it very well from at the London Coffee Festival, where I tried the Anytime roast and the after-dinner roast. I didn't fancy the morning roast because it wasn't the morning anymore when I met Lina. And actually, I had the proof of my thought while I was at the coffee festival that one, the morning roast, is going to be the one with the most bite, if you want. And that was confirmed today when I used it this morning, pulling it through the R58 rocket, and it had more of a bite than the other ones. And it is also the darkest roast of the three roasts that I have here. And it's fascinating to see that in the Café Muisca Anytime roast with the blue sticker on top is really mid-range of those three different roasts. So the roaster in Colombia, because you know that Café Muisca, what they do is they source their coffee there and they have it roasted to perfection over there and then bring it over, which, you know, is what they do. So, but I do want to get to the bottom of this, and why don't they have them roasted here by beautiful artisan roasters in London? We're so blessed with so many of them. But they'll probably have their reasons, and I'm going to give Lina a call later on and find out why they're actually doing that. But that besides the point, really, back to the roast. So it's really interesting to see a roaster taking the same beans further down the roast, using a different method, maybe also temperature-wise, I'm not sure. These are all things that roasters know, and the creation of roasts is really, really fascinating. I've had the pleasure of meeting quite a few roasters now, and one thing is really, really interesting is to see actually the same bean just being taken further. So again, if I cast my mind back to yesterday, the Anytime also was kind of a very nice, mellow roast, and to call it Anytime is actually pretty spot on, because the morning one, you know, people think they need to wake up with a coffee, they want maybe a bit of a bite. And the after dinner, of course, so important. Big, good, fascinating restaurants that produce fascinating food should actually really also round off the dinner experience that you're going to have in a coffee, in a restaurant with a beautiful coffee. So in fact, there are more and more restaurateurs that understand that coffee taste is what their client is going to leave their premises with. And so this particular after-dinner roast of Café Muisca is also giving you a lovely kind of feel. Again, you know, just because I've pushed it through the R58 at pressure 9 bar, and that bean being a touch too old for my liking, it didn't give me the velvety mouthfeel, that creaminess. But still, I mean, you know, that what I'm discussing here now is really the difference in flavor, not so much the difference in texture, but the difference in flavors that come through by roasting beans in a certain different way. So again, I'm doing this in honor of roasters who have a lot of fun with deciding how far to push a roast, what to do, what to bring out, what flavors to bring out of a bean. And I find all this fascinating. And then again, as the barista, you have more parameters to play with, but you always need to remember that you need to honor the roaster. So this is what Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is all about, detecting the differences, the nuances, and then also honoring farmers, roasters, and being a great barista. Thanks for listening. This is Coffee Mumbo Jumbo signing out for today.